J'ai sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
To see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, here are the Alabama Shakes going down to their roots playing Killer Diller Blues. Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:02 p.m. You've been listening to, for the last couple of minutes, to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing for you for the next couple of hours my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Just to recap that last track, if you joined us mid-track, that was the Alabama Shakes playing Killer Diller Blues. That was taken from the American Epic Sessions, which is a really cool documentary about this engineer who restores some of the first electrical sound recording system from 1925, and 20 contemporary artists who pay tribute to it by recording songs on it for the first time in 80 years. So it's a really, really cool documentary, so I highly recommend you check it out. It's got some big names on there, like you just heard the Alabama Shakes, but of course folks like Willie Nelson, Taj Mahal, Jack White, you know, it's some pretty cool stuff out there, so I do recommend you check it out. Let me first start off by saying and apologizing for not being here for the last couple of weeks. I was out of the country traveling about, and I got some real good tunes for you that on my journeys through America. Yes, that's right, I went down to America, and those guys really sell good records there, and they don't even know the value of what they've got. Geez, you can get a good Bonnie Raitt album for a dollar down there. They don't even know the value of what's in their shelves. Anywho, I got a ton of great records for you that I'm going to be playing for you over the coming weeks. I haven't got any on this week's program, so I'm still sorting out all my finds, But next week, for sure, you will hear some of the tunes that I have dug up. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, here is, of course, Sleepy John Estes with Hammy Nixon on the harmonica playing Hobo Jungle Blues, recorded in 1937. Have a wonderful rest of this tune.
Now, when I left Chicago,
I'm It's a dirty, dirty crime, yeah. I say it's a low-down dirty. It's a low-down dirty crime, yeah. You know I'm crazy about a married woman, but I'm afraid to call her name. Now she's a no good woman, and she don't mean no one man no good. No, she don't mean no one man no good. But I can't blame that woman. You know I'd be the same way if I could. You know, that's all right, that's all right for you. Yeah, that's all right, woman. Yes, you know, that's all right for you. That's all right, little woman. You treat me most any kind of way you want to do.
Say what, John? It's a low-down, dirty crime shame. It's a low-down, dirty. You know it's a low-down, dirty crime shame. You know I'm crazy about a whole lot of women. But I'm afraid to call their name.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:17 p.m. You've been listening to, for the last 17 minutes, to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT. FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set, as always, two tracks ago we heard from Johnny Woods playing Long Haired Donnie. I think it's a really funky harp cover, you know, because usually you hear the R.L. Burnside version, but I thought it was a really funky cover. And from whom you just recently heard, that was Melvin Taylor playing Low Down Dirty Shame. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling hungry. I just came home from work and now I'm on the air. Now, as a result, I'm going to probably go grab myself a snack. But you should also grab yourself a snack, too, if you're hungry as well. Anywho. But to get to the point where I'm leading with this, coming up next to cook us up a really great tune, here are the Silver Cooks playing Mr. Ticket Agent. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
How long that eastbound train's been going, Mr. Ticket Agent? How long that eastbound train's been going? The reason that I ask you, that's the train my baby's on. Telephoned me this morning just to say goodbye. She telephoned me this morning just to say goodbye. She said she was leaving but didn't say the reason. Why? said, hey, Mr. Ticket Agent, looking way on down your track. I'm gonna sit here, Mr. Ticket Agent, looking way on down your track. I guess I'll be here forever till you bring my baby back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The time runabout now in 10 seconds will be 9:30 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard a jazzy tribute to the one and only Beale Street by, let me get the name out right here, Donald Byrd, a really funky trumpeter, and that was a kick-ass track by him titled Beale Street. And of course, from whom you just recently heard, of course, the inimitable vocals of Susan Tedeschi, on as well playing on the guitar there, playing the classic blues number, Little by Little. Now, coming up next is a number I've got first thank a person for on the air for introducing me to this artist. I don't know if he knows my name or not, but hey, here we go. All of you probably know, because I played his stuff here on the program, Bob Corritore, the famous blues harmonica player out of Arizona. Now, if any of you guys follow him on Facebook, you know he posts a lot of cool blues stuff, blues trivia, you know, great, like, unseen photos, stuff like that. So, one of his posts was about this guy who I'm about to play for you right now, and he really turned me on to what a killer organ grinder this guy is. And man, now his whole discography is really something, you know, it's really something. So I highly recommend you check it out after listening to this sampling that I'm about to give you. So once again, thank you to Bob Corritore for turning me on to this artist. So without further ado, the artist who I'm talking about and the artist in question and I'm about to play for you right now, I'm talking about the organ grinder Jimmy McGriff, and here he is right now playing the MG Blues.
I'm heart, boy, it's tight like that, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Georgia born, somebody been using that thing. And a little brown hen to run around together, but they ain't no kin, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia born, somebody been using that thing.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:42 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Southern Avenue playing Whiskey Love. And from whom you just recently heard, an important group in country history, country music history, and they're and showing the influence that the blues has had and in structuring and helping give birth to the genre of country music. That was Milton Brown and his Brownies playing Somebody's Been Using That Thing. Now, to keep the tunes going, without further ado, I got a very special artist for you, a true pioneer in jazz and, if you will, by extension as well, the blues. Now, this guitarist sat in and learned from the greatest, Charlie Christian, of course, and also played with the likes of, not Django Reinhardt, sorry, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Tatum, big jazz names, sat in with Joe Venuti, coming out of North Dakota. This girl was definitely a pioneer in jazz and guitar playing history, and she's often unspoken of. So I want to change that kind of that narrative by introducing you to Mary Osborne. Now, for Mary Osborne, she originally, like I said, comes from North Dakota, and originally started picking, I guess you what you what people might call hillbilly music, I guess if you want to say it that way, but country kind of music. But then she heard Charlie Christian, and Charlie Christian was there playing his electric guitar, playing Django Reinhardt's version of the St. Louis Blues, and it changed her whole outlook on everything. And because she went out and immediately bought an electric guitar and started learning from Charlie Christian, literally not in the sense of listening to the record and trying to mimic it, but literally going and sitting in with Charlie Christian to learn how to play. You know, that's some pretty far out stuff. That's some pretty good credentials right there. And in the 1940s, she sat in on jam sessions on 52nd Street in New York, and in Chicago, playing with the likes of Joe Venuti and, as I said, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Tatum, Coleman Hawkins, and Thelonious Monk in Philadelphia, where they played. So she's got quite the repertoire, but you don't really hear much about her. So I want to change that. And she has a few albums of her own that she recorded, so I do highly recommend you check them out. So without further ado, here is Mary Osborne playing Mary's Goodbye Blues. Thank you.
wrong now?
Why, you ain't nothing but a low-down loafer.
Stop that.
When I get in your car, you keep getting so bold. Believe me, butter, someday I'm gonna get you told.
Now, look here.
What is it?
Miss Switchboard Operator, I done found out that you ain't nothing but a real man-hater. Why in the world don't you tend to your own phone?
What do you mean?
And let a hard-working man alone.
Say, listen, Elevated Papa, Elevated Papa.
Yes.
Seem like you always want to go down.
Now, look here, Switchboard Mama, Switchboard Mama. You got the bummiest connection in town.
Is that so?
Use one operator that's hard to get. I worked at your receiver until I'm all upset.
Why, before you use your lever, you should close the door. With me, you always get stuck between the floors.
Now, Switchboard Mama.
What is it?
Switchboard Mama, I don't see how in the world that you getting by.
Is that so?
I put a nickel in your slop, and it rained all night.
Well, I'm not to blame, butter, if you didn't put it in right. Elevated Papa.
Look here, Switchboard Mama, your service doesn't satisfy.
Is that so?
Now, Sue, your switchboard's been out of order ever since way last spring.
Uh-huh.
Tell the truth, you ought to get somebody to fix that thing. Because every time I plug it up, your trunk line falls, and you give no satisfaction on your long-distance call. I done told you about it half a dozen times before. Your receiver's worn out, and it doesn't work anymore. Now, your buzz is old and doesn't buzz like it should, and I can't use your mouthpiece, because that ain't no good.
Well, I'm going to tell a superintendent just what you do.
What who do?
Why, you couldn't run his elevator if he knew.
If he knew what?
Why, you waste a lot of power when I get inside.
Uh-huh.
Because you keep going up and down each time I ride.
Is that so?
Why, you get so excited. You don't know which is which.
Uh-huh.
Instead of pulling your lever, then you throw off your switch. Why, you take me to the basement, and if I should squawk, why, you put me out and tell me, go ahead on, old broad, you got to walk.
Is that so?
Why, Elevated Papa?
Look here, Switchboard Mama.
Well, now your service doesn't satisfy, no, sir.
Listen to me, baby, I'm young and I'm in my prime. Listen to me, baby, I'm young and I'm in my prime. Come on up to my house, we'll have a real good time. Well, I'm young and I'm able, I swear that I know my stuff. Yes, I'm young and I'm able, I swear that I know my stuff. I'll boogie with you, baby, until you've had enough. Roll, 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 birdie baby. Baby, blow my top, boogie with you, baby, till your holidays now. Yes, oh yes, I'm young, feel so fine. I'm gonna make old chills run up and down your spine. Thank you.
Avec le concours Gagner à être vacciné, votre vaccination contre la COVID-19 pourrait vous rapporter gros. Chaque vendredi doux, un lot de 150 000 $ et deux bourses d'études de 10 000 $ sont à gagner. Et le 3 septembre, 16 bourses d'études de 20 000 $ et un gros lot d'un million de $ seront tirés parmi les doubles vaccinés. Inscrivez-vous dès maintenant au concours Gagner à être vacciné au québec.ca/concours-vaccination. Plus vite vous êtes vacciné, plus vite vous pouvez participer. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:56 p.m. As we cross the top of the hour in the next 3 minutes or so, let's recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Butterbeans and Susie playing their number Elevator Papa Switchboard Mama. And from whom you just recently heard, that was a bluesy doo-wop number by The Swallows playing Roll, Roll, Pretty Baby. Now, to keep the tunes going, I got a brand new tune hot off the press for you. This is, of course, a cover of the famous Hound Dog Taylor number. I know our programming, our music coordinator down at CKUT is going to dig this one. This is a cover of the Hound Dog Taylor number, Let's Get Funky. And this is by GA20, whom we've played on this program before. And I got to say, guys, this is a pretty darn good cover. I hope you dig it. I hope you dig it too. Here they are without further ado. GA20 playing Let's Get Funky.
You know what you told me?